Dr. George, hang on that on Clayton. Alexander. date of birth 11/11/1971. Today's date is 1/23/2013. Clayton comes in today complaining of left neck, shoulder, and arm pain. Previous concern that this is a spread, that this represents a spread of his complex regional pain syndrome. Period's been going on about 6 months. Period, he recalls no precipitating event. Period, this pain is in his left neck into his shoulder and radiating down his arm sometimes into his all four fingers and sometimes to the ring and little finger. Period, he's had decreased mobility as a result of this. Period, he had difficulty using the arm. Period, he denies any temperature or hair changes. Period. paragraph, he continues using his lumbar stimulator for pain, and the use of that and the benefit from that is essentially unchanged. period. He still sees Dr. Beal, B-E-A-L-L, and is in the process of being converted from Cymbalta to Paxil and is getting a better benefit from a depression standpoint. Period. Physical examination. he has, I'm sorry, he's well developed, overweight, and moderate distress. Period. He's grossly neurologically intact. period. He has fairly equal grip strength on both arms. period. He has a slight reduction strength left arm biceps and triceps. Period. Not sure if this is restricted due to pain. period. He has decreased range of motion of his left shoulder. Period. He's unable to get his hand back on his back. Period. He has significant limitations with overhead reaching. period, tender anterior, lateral, and posterior aspects of his shoulder. Period is also tender left cervical paraspinous trapezius musculature as well. Period. Upper extremity reflexes appear to be equal. period, to no temperature changes, no nail changes, no swelling noted in the extremity. Period. passive range of motion of his shoulder is still restricted but improved from the active maneuvers. Period. Sperling test negative bilaterally. Period. Assessment. upper extremity pain, either cervical spine related or shoulder related. Period. Plan. I've informed Mr. Clayton that I don't think this is related to his complex regional pain syndrome. period. He will seek follow up with his regular physician to determine appropriate course of action for these non-work-related ailments, period. this completes on Clayton Alexander. Thank you.